Mitchell Murphy, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, David. Good afternoon to your listeners.
And welcome to the studio. It's nice to have you here. Let's start with the events of last week, because this time last week, everything was chugging along as per normal with your club, and you were just waiting for players and staff to be paid wages, as has happened before. So it's been one heck of a ride in the last 7 days.
Very emotional and also very hectic in terms of dealing with, you know, ultimately what happened with regards to FFA revoking the licence from Nathan Tinkler, and also the fact that the club was placed into voluntary receivership. So, look, on a human level, very, very emotional. And from myself and all the staff and obviously the membership base. But it's something that, you know, we're dealing with complete resilience, and our eyes are completely focused on where we need to go now.
When you had to keep making those phone calls to Nathan Tinkler saying, look, we need the money, these people have got to be paid, the FFA are on the case as well, what did he say?
Oh, look, I guess that there was obviously a series of ultimately broken promises, and that's just telling the truth. And but, you know, David, at the end of the day, I think the less we say about Nathan's reign as the owner of the Jets, the better, because there's nothing we can do about it now. And, you know, I think for the overall interests of the club now, we need to focus on where we're heading, not where we've been.
What was your initial reaction when you heard that he'd placed the club into voluntary administration?
It was interesting. I guess on one sense, it's sort of what I expected to happen, and that was the advice that, you know, I'd been giving him for quite some time. But ultimately, too, it was sort of a bit of a strange move in the fact that it actually, you know, to me, demonstrated to the FFA they had no choice but to remove his licence. And ultimately, that's what happened.
So once that had happened, it was pretty quick, wasn't it, when the FFA decided to move in? It was like, OK, that's done. Now we've got to do this.
Yeah, look, it was a very swift turn of events. You know, early afternoon, he opted to place the club into voluntary administration, and, you know, by 4 o'clock, you know, FFA had decided to revoke the licence.
And the next day, the FFA were in town wanting to reassure, obviously, yourself and your staff and the players, I don't know whether they addressed them as well, that they're going to take care of things.
Yeah, look, FFA, the delegation came to town, which included Damien DeBowen, the head of the A-League, and John Kelly, the chief operating officer of FFA. And, look, they were fantastic, you know, intense times for them. But, you know, they probably knew that ultimately this was what probably was going to happen. So they would have had some contingency plans line up. But even with those contingency plans, you do have to think on your feet a little bit in those circumstances. And look, they were transparent, they were open, they were honest, and just as importantly, they were very, very supportive of a staff that I can tell you categorically, David, our motivation is very simple. We want to build a great club that is totally and utterly engaged with the community, and you know, that we try and become a real force in the A-League.
Now, you were employed by Nathan Tinkler. You
sure.
Moved here from Victoria, having previously worked with the Victorian FFA. Did you feel personally slighted?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I take my own personal integrity very, very seriously. And I think if you were to ask literally anybody in town in terms of how I've conducted myself, I've been, you know, very professional and working in the best interest of the club and what's the right thing for the club. Do I feel let down? Profoundly, yes.
I can only imagine how a regular day in the office must have been for you over the last few weeks when you spend half your time deflecting creditors on the phone who are screaming for money, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You know, that's a fair statement, but again, I'll go back to, you know, whether it's myself or whether it's, you know, being my financial controller, my media manager, whoever, we've always been honest. We've never tried to, you know, deflect or tell something that's not truthful. And I've got to say, you know, to this, the Hunter community's credit, they're incredibly, you know, passionate, loyal and understanding people who, just like the staff, want what's best for the team. And, you know, the understanding and the pouring out of support that we've had since the, you know, incredibly tough events of last week has been, you know, really encouraging and refreshing. And, you know, I hope that they continue to offer that support.
So you were able to finish the week off a whole lot better than you started it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we still as a staff are in a little bit of an interim period because, you know, it's very obvious that FFA are going to pursue trying to obtain a new owner. And, you know, we don't know as a staff whether that's 1 week or 1 year at the moment. You know, there's a lot of things to play out here, David, because it is still, you know, very, very, very early days since the events of last week. But, yes, it'd be fair to say that even in a very short space of time, it's been nice to be able to spend the vast majority of your time trying now to execute and implement some fantastic ideas and innovations that we've had as a staff, but we're unable to do so because of the financial shackles.
All right, Mitchell, I want to get you to hang around for a little bit because I want to talk about now and the future, which is what most people are interested in. So would you mind doing that?
That'd be great.